Let's start again in Romans.
我们再回到罗马书第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
十八节。一章十八节。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and of four-footed animals and crawling creatures.
我们一起读十八节开始。原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人，神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
Today in the world there are many men who say either there is no God or if there is a God, you can't know him.
今天世上很多人啊，他们要不就说根本没有神存在，或者说就算有神存在，你也不能认识他。
And usually they say that they believe such things because of their great or their refined intellect.
通常他们说，他们之所以这么认为呢，因为他们是高级知识分子，他们非常聪明，非常有智慧。
And of course, they're also saying that anyone who does believe in God does not have much of an intellect.
他们说，凡是信神的人呢，脑袋瓜里头都没有什么智慧，脑袋空空的。
But God just simply looks at the atheist and agnostic and says, "You're not telling the truth."
但神看着这些无神论者和不知神论者说，你不知道你在讲啥。
You are either deceiving yourself or you're just deceiving others.
要不你是在自欺，要不你在欺人。
He says in verse 20 that all men are without excuse.
二十节他说，人无可推诿。
You are not going to be able to stand there on the day of judgment and say, there wasn't enough evidence for me to know that you were there.
审判的日子，你不能说没有证据来使我相信你的存在，不，你无可推诿。
Because first of all, you'll have to admit.
因为首先你要承认。
Most men who say these types of things,
大多数说这样话的人呢、啊、
never spend hardly any time seeking God.
几乎不会花时间来寻求神的。
If you look over in Romans chapter 3,
你看看罗马书第三章，翻过去看看。
One of the things that it says about men,
其中论到人的一件事。
In verse 10,
第十节
For it is written, there is none righteous, not even one.
就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有。
There is none who understands, there is none who seeks God.
没有明白的，没有寻求神的，没有。
Take the average person that you know, maybe your neighbor or friend.
拿一个普通人了，也许你的亲戚朋友或者你的邻舍。
Maybe they say, well, they say that they have no real belief in God.
也许他们说我们不真的相信上帝。
Yet when you ask them, how much time have you really considered this?
当你追根究底问他们，哎，到底你花多少时间考虑这个问题的时候。
How much time have you thought and investigated this all-important matter?
你投资了多少时间精力在这个最重要的问题上的时候。
Most will have to admit they've never done it.
他们大多数必须要承认他们从来不花时间在这些事上。
I mean, the entire concept of God and life after death.
整个神的概念 跟死后的归宿的问题
and the meaning of life
和生命的意义的问题
is of utmost importance
这是最重要的问题
it's of great importance
这是非常关键的人生大事
these are the greatest concepts in human thought
这是人类思想里头最大的概念最重要的观念
Yet most people spend a lot more time thinking about their car insurance than they do God.
大多数人花更多时间在他们的汽车保险上，超过花在神的身上。
You're either too busy being entertained.
你要不就太忙了，成天就厌乐。
Or too busy seeking for all the vanities of this life that you're going to lose at death.
忙着寻求那些。虚妄的事情到死 都一无所有都要失去这些事追求这些事
What does the Bible say?
圣经怎么说的
Verse 19
19节
That which is known about God is evident within them for God made it evident to them
第一章十九节神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人因为神已经给他们显明了
The reality that there is a creator God is inescapable
神的存在的事实是不可回避的。
Think just for a moment about the human eye.
想想人的眼睛啊，我们考虑一下人的眼。
There's more than 5,000 elements in this eye.
在这个眼球里头有超过5000个不同的元素。
So complex that all our greatest minds can't even begin to think about creating something like that.
人的眼睛是如此的复杂精巧，我们这个脑袋根本无法想象怎么创造这样一个眼球。
There's only one possibility.
只有一个可能性。
There is a creator God, a designer.
就是有一位设计眼球的创造主。
The only other option.
这是唯一的可能性。
Is that this super complex organic thing?
若不是被造的话呢，另一个可行就是个复杂的、精巧的、精密的这个眼球。
Simply happened by accident.
是偶然的碰巧碰出来的，嘣嘣嘣。
And it happened in countless species.
而且在不同的这个物种当中，眼球就这么蹦出来的。
And that's just the eye.
仅仅眼球而已啊。
Now, when I stand up and talk about God as creator,
当我站在这儿讲到神是我们的创造主的时候
I remember one time doing this in England.
我记得有一次我在英国
And there were a bunch of students there.
下面有很多大学生
And they began to laugh.
他们就开始嘲笑我
And make fun of me.
就
Because I do not believe in evolution.
因为我不相信他们所信的进化论。
And they were just laughing.
他们就嘲弄我。
So I stopped my sermon.
我就停下来不讲道。
And I looked at them.
我看着他们。
They were seated over to the left.
他们坐在左边了。
And I said, "You students."
我说你们这些学生们呐。
From the university.
大学生。
I can see that you're laughing.
我可以看到你们都在嘲笑讥讽。
You think I'm some sort of imbecile or idiot because I don't believe in evolution as you do.
你们认为我是个无知的傻瓜，因为我不像你们一样相信进化论。
And after all, you are what 18, 19 years old, and you've already mastered all the great questions of the universe.
因为你已经十八九岁了，你已经这个宇宙的所有的问题你都有答案了，你都掌握了。
And since you're mocking me, I automatically assume that you believe you're far more intelligent than I am.
既然你在嘲笑我，那我就自然的认为你认为你比我更聪明。
And that you've studied this matter for years.
你已经多年考究了这个问题了。
So I'm going to give you two reasons.
所以我要给你两个理由。
Just two reasons why I cannot accept evolution.
仅仅两个理由，为什么我不接纳进化论？
And after I do that,
我讲了之后呢
I want you to stand up,
然后请你站起来
and explain to me,
向我解释
why my reasons are not valid,
为什么我的相信神的理由不对
will you do that?
愿不愿意那么做
they got really scared,
他们就很害怕了要考试了
and so I said, here's the first reason,
这是第一个原因第一个理由
and he's, it's almost impossible to translate, so Larry will just say it in English.
好这很难翻译哦，我就会。
I say here's the first reason.
好，第一个理由是
irreducible complexity
是。
Just say irreducible
complexity.
And the other reason is punctuated equilibrium.
第二个原因是 punctuated equilibrium.
And I said, okay, those are just two of the reasons why I can't accept evolution.
这是两个为什么我不能够接纳进化论的理由。
Now please stand up.
好，请你们站起来。
And explain to me.
解释给我听。
Why I'm wrong.
为什么我错了。
And I just waited.
我等着他们。
If you would like, you can come forward right now and I'll give you the mic.
如果你愿意，你可以解释了。我现在把麦克风给你，可以解释一下这两个词什么意思。
They just looked at one another.
他们彼此对看。
And after about a minute,
等了一分钟之后呢,
I said this.
我说,
now just think.
想想,
you've laughed at me.
你嘲笑我,
you've mocked me.
你瞧不起我。
But when I gave you two questions,
但是当我问你两个问题的时候,
two simple tiny questions,
两个很简单的小小的问题,
not only could you not answer me,
你们不但不能回答我的问题,
you didn't even know what I was talking about.
你根本不知道我在讲啥。
And yet you laugh at me.
你们竟然敢嘲笑我。
And that's the way most students are.
大多数的大学生就是这个样子。
Really?
真的。
Why do they believe in evolution so strongly?
为什么他们如此强烈地相信进化论?
Because it's what they've been told.
因为他们一辈子都这么被教导。
And because if you don't believe it, the world will criticize you.
如果你不相信进化论, 世人就会批评你。
And because evolution is a comforting thing for men who do not know God.
因为对那些不信神的人而言, 进化论给人带来安慰。
It is a comforting thing for men who don't want God.
那些不要神的人, 进化论使人很舒畅,很舒服。
It's a comforting thing for those who do not want to obey God.
那些不愿意顺服神的人, 进化论给他们带来一个借口, 一个推脱的途径。
I pretend God doesn't exist.
我假装神不存在。
I suppress all truth that says he does.
我压抑神存在的事实，这些真理，压抑下去。
I make fun of it.
我嘲弄。
I push it out.
我把它置之脑后。
I make it illegal to teach.
我甚至说教导进化创造论是不合法的。
Because I don't want to hear about it.
因为我不愿意听这事。
Why?
为什么?
Because I want to keep doing evil.
因为我要 随心所欲继续行恶。
If there is no God,
如果没有上帝的话,
and evolution is evolution,
如果进化论是进化论的话,
then we really are just animals.
那我们不过是一群畜生而已。
We're not responsible for our actions.
我们所做的事, 我们不用负责任。
We can kill millions of children a year.
我们可以每年残杀上百万的婴孩。
And not feel guilty about it.
而且问心无愧, 无所谓。
We can have sex like wild animals.
我们可以像畜生一样的做爱。
And make our conscience quiet so it doesn't bother us.
继续压抑我们的良心, 抹杀我们的良知, 无所谓。
We can steal.
我们可以偷东西。
We can kill.
我们可以杀害。
We can make war.
我们可以征战。
We can eliminate races of people we do not like.
我们可以屠杀整个民族，我们不喜欢的民族，干掉它。
Because it's all just the survival of the fittest.
因为是适者生存，弱者淘汰。
So when someone gets too old, let's just kill them.
所以有人老了就把它干掉。
Or if some baby's going to be born with a mental disorder, let's kill them.
或者一个孩子生出来有残疾，脑残，杀了。
Because only the strong survive.
因为适者生存嘛，强者应该。
And after all, it's not really a life.
因为那根本不是生命嘛，杀了无所谓。
It's just a little bit of genetic code and some atoms.
那是一些原子啊，化学成分啊，组成的一团东西。
You see?
你看到没有?
You see, a society like ours can't have God.
你知道, 像我们这样的社会, 不能容忍神的存在。
Because God doesn't tolerate us running around like animals.
因为神不允许我们像畜生一样的生活。
Worse than animals.
我们比畜生更糟糕。
So when you turn on the news and you see all that's going on,
所以你打开电视机看这些新闻节目，
you hear about the wars,
你听说这些征战，
about them selling baby parts in the United States,
在美国他们卖小孩的器官呢，
they abort the baby and then they sell their body parts and no one gets angry,
把小孩给剁掉，然后把他们身体器官给卖了，大家认为没什么大不了吗？
Here's the reason.
为什么？
Now think about it.
哦，想想啊。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在讲什么吗？
A few months ago, it was exposed that Planned Parenthood and all that, they were selling baby parts.
几个星期前，我看到他们发觉了，他们把他们那个组织在卖小孩的器官呢。
At the same time, that came into the news.
这些事儿成为新闻了。
Some dentist killed a lion in Africa illegally.
有一些牙医在非洲非法的杀了狮子。
So in one part of the news, it was a man killed one lion.
所以其中一个电视新闻的一个新闻就是有一个人杀了一只狮子。
And on the other side of the news,
另外一个新闻节目呢？
Thousands and thousands of babies are being aborted and their body parts are being sold.
成千上万的婴孩被剁掉，而且他们的身体器官被卖掉。
And people in the United States and Canada got more angry about the lion.
美国跟加拿大人呢，因着狮子被杀而义怒填膺，超过这些婴孩，真的。
Why?
为什么？
Because everything the Bible says about us is true.
因为圣经讲论人类的每一件事都是真的。事实
，You see，
看到吗
？That's why we don't want God。
所以我们不要神。
And even in churches today，
就算今天在教会里
，That's why you hear all kinds of things about God wants to bless you。
所以你听到了说神要祝福你
，God wants to prosper you，
神要使你兴旺发达
，God wants to give you a big house，
给你们大房子。
But no one teaches you who God is。
没有人教导。到底神是怎么样一位神？
Or what he commands.
或者神的诫命是什么样的诫命？
Why?
为什么？
Because you'd rather have a big house and a nice car than God.
因为您可要有大房子、大车子，也不要神。
And you don't want to really hear about God.
你不愿意真正听见神的事儿。
Or his commands.
或者他的吩咐。
Because it contradicts your life.
因为他的话语跟你的生活方式是矛盾的、冲突的。
Do you see?
看到吗？
This is why men don't want God.
所以人不要上帝。
But God said no.
但神说不。
I've made myself known.
我已经把我自己向你们显明了。
Verse 20.
二十节。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
On the day of judgment.
到了审判的日子。
You stand before the throne.
你站在审判台前。
And you say, I didn't know.
你说我不知道啊。
He says no.
他说不。
You're without excuse.
你无可推诿。
There was evidence of me everywhere.
你到处都是我存在的事实。
But you were more concerned about the clothes you put on than you were about finding me.
但是你对你穿的衣服比寻求我更感兴趣。
Even some pastors on the day of judgment.
就算一些牧师在审判的日子。
You taught your people material blessings.
你教导你的羊群物质的丰富。
And you didn't teach them who I was.
你却不教导他们我是谁。
And so they worshipped a false god.
以致他们敬拜一位假神。
Even though you called him Jesus.
尽管你们称他为耶稣
，He wasn't the Jesus of the Bible.
他你们所传的不是圣经的耶稣。
And you led your entire congregation astray.
你使你的整个牧羊群都 误入歧途。
Depart from me, I never knew you.
离开我去吧，我从来就不认识你们。
And you never knew me.
你也不认识我。
You see?
看到吗？
Also, I want us to look over. We're in Romans. Look at chapter 2.
我们再看罗马书第二章。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Not only has God proved his existence through creation,
神不仅
but also through our conscience.
借着所造之物证明了他的存在，而且也借着我们的良心证明了他的存在，显明了他的存在。
And verse 15. For when the Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these are having the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness and their thoughts, alternately accusing or else defending them.
没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法，这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们的是非之心同作见证，并且他们思念互相较量，或以为是或以为非。
So someone will say on the day of judgment, I didn't know you were there.
到审判日子，有些人会说我不知道你的存在啊。
You say liar.
神说你这个说谎的
you're without excuse.
你无可推诿
Yeah, but I didn't know what you commanded. I didn't know what you wanted.
我不知道你的诫命，我不知道你要我干什么啊。
I didn't have a Bible.
我没圣经啊。
You'll say liar.
神说你这个撒谎的。
I wrote my law in your conscience.
我把我的律法刻在你的良心上。
And you disobeyed even the law of the conscience.
你甚至违背自己的良心。
Isn't it amazing?
这不叫人惊讶吗？
If you go to any culture in the world,
你到世上任何一个文化、一个民族、
culture,
任何地方，
it is considered wrong to kill somebody.
杀人总是错的，对不对？
If you go to any culture in the world,
你到世上任何一个民族，
culture is totally independent from one another.
完全不同的文化背景。
It's wrong to lie.
撒谎总是错的。
You go to any culture.
到任何文化。
It's wrong to take another man's wife.
你夺人所爱，想把别人老婆抢来，总是错的。
You go to any culture.
到任何文化。
It's wrong to dishonor parents.
你不尊重父母，都是错的。
How do you think we all came to an agreement on that?
我们怎么会不约而同，意见一致呢？
Is it not so in China?
在中国是不是这样？
It's the same in Peru.
在 Peru, 在秘鲁也是这样。
Same in Africa.
在非洲也是这样。
It's the same in Alaska.
在阿拉斯加也是这样。
Did we all talk together like a couple thousand years ago and decide on these things?
我们是几千年前我们老祖宗开了个大会决定的。
No.
没有。
God wrote it upon our conscience.
神把这些话写在刻在我们的良心上。
A man has enough to know that there is a God and he must seek his mercy.
人知道，本能的知道有一位上帝存在，而且他必须寻求他的怜悯。
Every part of creation screams out that there's a creator God.
所造之物，所有的万物都在向我们呐喊，有一位上帝创造主的存在。
But we say, no, I won't look.
但我说，我不看，不，我看不见。
Why?
为什么？
Because I don't want him.
因为我不要他。
The conscience
良心啊
screams out that God is righteous and just.
在呐喊，神是公义的，神是圣洁的。
And we say, we will not listen.
不，我听不见。
Why?
为什么？
We want to murder.
因为我们要杀人。
We want to lie.
我们要撒谎。
We want to take someone else's wife.
我们要抢别人的妻子。
We want to look upon a woman with lust.
我们愿意看那些不好的东西，那些女人。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
So instead of seeking God,
所以我们不寻求神。
Instead of saying there is a God,
我们不说有一位上帝存在。
He is moral.
他是有道德标准。
He wrote his law on my heart.
他把他的律法刻在我的心上。
I need to seek him.
我需要寻求他。
We go no.
反之，我们说不，我不要，我们什么都不要。
I don't want him.
我不要他。
Isn't it amazing that some of the groups in this world that are involved in the most sinful practices
不叫人惊讶吗？有些世上一些人种、一些种族做一些罪孽深重的事的这些民族啊。
They go to support groups to support each other.
他们会进入一个彼此接纳的一个团体里头。
Do you know why?
为什么？
Because when one sinner is alone,
因为当一个罪人很孤单在那儿的时候，
his conscience eats at him.
他的良心就把他给吞吃掉了。
I'm wrong.
就会控告他，我错了，我错了，我错了。
I'm wrong.
我错了，我错了。
Then he goes finds other sinners.
所以他就找一个另外一个罪人，
just like himself.
跟他一样的罪人。
So they tell each other.
所以他们彼此鼓励。
You're not wrong.
你没错。
This is okay.
没问题。
This is natural.
这是很自然的。
Just go ahead and do it.
继续干吧。
And they close down their conscience.
所以他们就压抑他们良心的声音。
And then what happens?
最后发生什么事？
The judgment of God.
到了审判的日子。
And it's what's happened in the United States and Canada and Europe.
这是在美国、加拿大、欧洲发生的事。
God sears or kills their conscience.
神用热铁把他们的良心给烙死掉。
And then lets them go into their own wickedness.
任凭他们继续作恶。
We don't.
他们良心麻木了。
The West.
在西方。
Europe.
欧洲也好，加拿大、美国等等。
We don't have to worry about being invaded by some foreign power.
我们不用害怕一些外国人会侵占我们、侵略我们。
We have to worry about that at all.
没必要担心这些事儿，外侵、外。
You want to know why?
你知道为什么？
Because the foreign powers know they don't need to invade us.
因为这外国的这些势力没必要侵略我们。
We're so wicked, we'll destroy ourselves.
我们已经邪恶到一个地步，我们可以自我毁灭掉。
Don't you know that's the way it's always happened?
你知道这是历史总是这样重复的。
Every nation that crumbles crumbles from within.
每个崩溃的国家都是从里面开始分崩离析的。
Its moral corruption leads to its death.
是道德的败坏导致这个国度的衰亡。
And that's where we are.
这就是我们今天的光景。
So all the politicians in the United States and Europe.
所以美国、欧洲这些政治家。
You know what they're doing right now?
你知道他们现在在干什么？
They're just rearranging the chairs on the Titanic.
他们在泰坦尼克大船上在重新安排那个椅子，安排座位。
That's all.
不过如此，泰坦尼克最后要沉掉。
Look what it says, verse 21.
看看二十一节。
For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks.
虽然他们知道神，因为却不当作神荣耀他。
You know what the greatest sin is?
你知道最大的罪是什么？
They knew God.
是他们认识神。
They knew he was there.
他们明明知道神的存在。
They did not honor him as God.
却不把他当作神荣耀他。
They did not give him thanks.
也不感谢他。
That's the foundation of all wisdom.
这是一切智慧的根基。
It's the foundation of everything.
这是一切事物的源头。
But man has turned away.
但是人竟然把他置之脑后，结果呢？
They became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
Now listen to verse 23.
好，看二三节啊。
And exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and of four-footed animals and crawling creatures.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样子。
So man turns away from worshiping God.
所以人不再敬拜真神了。
And what does he do?
那么他就做什么呢？
Worships himself.
他就自我敬拜。
Man is the measure of all things.
人成了衡量一切的标准。
He's the center of the universe.
他成了这世界的核心了。
Believe in yourself.
相信你自己。
The worship of man.
敬拜人自己。
It's being taught in grade schools.
在小学里头就开始教了。
High school.
高中。
College.
大学。
You're right.
你是对的。
Don't let anybody tell you you're wrong.
不要别人告诉你你错了啊。
We worship athletes.
我们崇拜运动员。
Worship actors.
崇拜这些明星。
Worship the rich.
那些有钱人。
Worship.
敬拜人，崇拜人。
Corruptible men that die.
那些敬拜那必朽坏的人，必死的人。
I remember the famous singer Elvis Presley.
我记得那个摇滚乐有钱那个有名的那个歌唱家。
They called him the King.
他们称他为王。
He sits on the throne of rock and roll.
他坐在摇滚乐的宝座上。
He died on his toilet.
他坐在马桶上死掉。
No, he did.
真的。
So much for man being a king.
人要做王就是这个下场。
So much for his throne.
这是他的宝座，就是马桶。
But that's what we worship.
这是我们所敬拜的人。
And then look,
看
it doesn't stop there.
不仅
，man keeps going lower.
人继续的往下坠落。
Now he not only worships man,
他不仅是敬拜人
，but the animals that are lower than him.
他甚至敬拜比他更下流的畜生、鸟类。
Four-footed animals.
四足的爬虫。
Crawling creatures.
那些爬虫的东西，那些。
How many cultures worship frogs?
多少的文化在敬拜青蛙
？Bugs.
敬拜虫子。
Dragons.
敬拜龙。
And gods with the heads of elephants. A god with the head of an elephant.
还有那个他们的假神是有象的头的神像。
Do you see?
看到吗？看看我们人类堕落。
Everything the Bible says about us is true.
圣经所讲论人类的事儿，每一件事儿都真的。
I just love it when some student tells me, "Well, all gods are the same."
我当当有学生告诉我，所有的神都一样啦，宗教都一样，我可喜欢了。我是
really?
我说真的吗
？I mean, here's the God of Christianity.
你看，这是基督教的神啊。
He created the universe.
他创造宇宙万物。
He sustains it effortlessly by his power.
他借着他的大能，毫不费吹灰之力，在托住万有。
He is the source of all virtue and beauty.
他是一切善良跟美丽的源头。
And he sends his son to redeem a fallen world.
他打发他的儿子来拯救这个堕落的世界。
That it might be reconciled to him and reestablished.
好叫这个世界能够与他和好，能够恢复原状。
That's one God.
这是一位神。
And then there's a God down in the jungles of South America.
然后在南美洲那个丛林里头那个神呐、啊，那个、神明。
It's a frog.
那是一个青蛙。
A frog,
青蛙。
Now how can you tell me all gods are the same?
你怎么能够说世上所有的神明都一样
？It's a frog,
那是个青蛙。
Are the Egyptians worship a beetle?
或者那些埃及人所敬拜的那个甲虫
？Don't ever say all gods are the same.
你别告诉我
，stupid.
你别告诉我世上所有的神都一样，简直无知蒙昧，傻瓜。
So look what happens to man.
你看人到底发生什么事儿
？He rejects the true God.
他弃绝了这位真神。
He worships himself.
他敬拜自己，崇拜自己。
And then he goes even lower.
然后他甚至堕落得更深一步。
Worships birds.
敬拜鸟类。
Four-footed animals.
四足的爬虫。
And creatures that crawl on the ground.
还有那些在地上爬的东西。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
What does God do?
神怎么对待他们
？Therefore, God gave them over in the lusts of their own heart to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them.
所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致玷彼此玷污自己的身体。
Verse 25.
25节。
For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬拜那创造的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿门。
So instead of worshiping the God of the universe,
所以他们不敬拜这位创造天地宇宙的真神。
You worship a bug.
你敬拜虫子。
Or people today who worship a rock.
或今天有人拜石头。
Or a statue.
或者拜一个偶像。
Verse 26. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for the women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural, and in the same way, also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error.
因此，神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆。性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受了这妄为当得的报应。
This is the most promoted thing in our culture today.
这是我们今天文化当中最被提倡的一件事。
This is the most honored thing in our culture.
这是我们文化当中最被尊重的事。
In our culture, in order to be moral,
在我们文化当中，你要成为有道德的人呢？
You only have to believe in two things.
你只要相信两件事就行了。
You have to agree with this.
第一，你要同意这同性恋。
And you have to agree with the murder of babies.
第二，你必须认同谋杀婴孩、堕胎。
And if you do that, everyone will love you.
只要你认同这两件事，人人都会爱你、接纳你。
Now look what it says in verse 28.
再看二十八节。
For just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, they are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, and although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death. They not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，装满了各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、真竞、诡诈、恶毒恨，又是残悔的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、辱骂人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、被约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。他们虽知道神判定行这事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
You'd have to be blind.
除非你瞎了眼。
Not to see that this is a perfect description.Of our world today.
要不然你不可能不看见这是描绘今天我们所生活的世界的一幅写照。
Many people wrongly misinterpret this.
很多人都误解了这段经文。
They think that the Bible is saying this.
他们认为圣经在说
If you see these sins in culture, God's going to judge the culture.
如果你看到在一个文化当中这些罪恶的出现，神即将要审判这个民族了。
That's not what it's teaching.
不，这不是这段经文的意思。
What it's teaching is this.
这教导，这段经文乃是在教导。
When you see these sins,
当你看到这些罪孽泛滥的时候，
it means God's already judged.
就表明神已经审判了这个社会文化。
They knew God.
他们明明知道神。
They did not honor him as God.
却不故意不认识他。
They did not give thanks.
他们不把他当作神，也不感谢他。
And so God turned them over to the filth that's in their own hearts.
所以神就把他们投入他们自己心思当中的肮脏污秽当中。
It's like God said, "Okay, I take my hands off of you."
就像神说，好，我不管你了。
This is what you want.
你要这样吗
？It's yours.
那我就任凭你随便。
And a culture runs headlong into it until it's totally destroyed.
这个文化就 任凭坠落堕落下去，直到他自我摧毁为止。
But even in the midst of this judgment,
就算在这样的审判当中，
God is saving people.
神还在拯救一些人。
God is saving people.
神正在拯救人。
How?
怎么拯救？
Through His Son Jesus Christ.
借着他的儿子耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ died on Calvary.
耶稣基督在各个他的山上死了。
He was carrying our sin.
他担当了你我的罪孽。
The very sins you see here.
在你所看到这里的罪恶。
They were laid upon Him.
都放在他身上。
And all the judgment of God that these sins deserve.
所有这些罪恶配得的审判和报应。
He suffered it in our place.
他都代替我们担当了。
On the third day, he rose from the dead.
第三天，他更从死里复活了。
And now he sits in heaven.
如今他坐在天上。
King of kings, Lord of lords.
作为万王之王，万主之主。
And that all who believe in him.
叫一切信靠他的人。
Will have eternal life.
就可以得着永生。
The pardon of all our sins.
我们一切的罪都可以得到赦免。
And not only are our sins taken away,
不仅我们的罪除掉了，
we are clothed in the perfect righteousness of Jesus.
而且我们更披戴耶稣基督那完全的义。
And we stand before God totally and completely reconciled.
我们可以站在神面前完全与他和好。
Faith in Jesus Christ.
借着信靠耶稣基督与复活。
So tonight, I beg you,
今晚我恳求你，
repent.
悔改。
Look at what Scripture says about our world.
看看圣经怎么描绘这个世界的。
I mean, it's like it reads almost like a newspaper here.
你看，你读圣经就像读报纸一样。
Everything we see here, we see in our world.
我在圣经里看见的事儿，我们在世界上到处泛滥。
And you say, well, I'm not as bad as all this.
你说我不像这些人那么坏啊。
Yes, you are.
是你像他们一样坏。
Because although you knew God,
因为虽然你知道神，
you did not honor Him as God.
你却不把他当作神荣耀他，
or give thanks.
你也不感谢他，
but you worshipped your own life.
但你敬拜自己，崇拜自己。
You went your own way.
你随心所欲，
you were your own God.
偏行己路，你是自己的神。
Now repent.
现在
recognize that it's wrong.
认识这是错的。
And turn back to God through faith in Jesus Christ.
信靠耶稣基督，
转向神。Call upon the name of the Lord.
呼求主的名。
All who call upon Him shall be saved.
因为凡求告主名的，就必得救。
Don't commit suicide like our culture is committing suicide.
不要像我们文化上这些人，他们在自杀，不要自杀。
That's why Peter said, "Save yourself from this evil generation."
所以彼得说，你要救自己脱离这个邪恶的世代。
And trust in God through Christ.
要借着基督来信靠上帝。
I'll finish again with my favorite verse in the Bible.
我再一次借着我最喜欢的圣经段经文来结束。约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
That he gave his only son.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他。
Whoever believes in him.
叫一切信他的。
Will not perish.
不至灭亡。
But have everlasting life.
反得永生。
Christ and Christ alone.
唯独基督。好，我们祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父神，为着你的话语感恩。
Pray that you would use it in the heart of this people.
求你借着你的话语向我们的心说话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。